This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 18 people, including 8 children. The civil defense first responders who operate under the Hamas-run government said 3 children and their mother were killed in an airstrike late Monday in Gaza City and a neighborhood, and said 3 others were missing after that. Another strike late Monday hit a building in downtown Gaza City, killing a child, 3 women, and a man. In southern Gaza, a strike on a home early Tuesday killed 5 people, including a man, his 3 children as young as 3 years old, and a woman, according to a casualty list provided by Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, where the bodies were taken. At least 73 people were killed in Pakistan's province of Balochistan when separatist militants attacked police stations, railway lines, and highway security forces launched a retaliatory operation on Monday. Reuters' Leila Shakrashi.
The assaults were the most widespread in years by ethnic militants who are fighting for Balochistan to secede from the rest of the country. The southwestern province is rich in resources and also hosts significant projects led by China. The Baloch Liberation Army, armed militant group, took responsibility for the operation. In a statement to journalists, they claimed more attacks over the last day that had not yet been confirmed by authorities as of early Monday. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif vowed that security forces would retaliate and bring those responsible to justice.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's president says nighttime Russian drone attacks and missiles left at least 4 dead a day after a heavy barrage pounded the country's energy facilities. Zelensky said the attacks included 81 drones as well as cruise and ballistic missiles and that 16 people were injured. He did not say where the 4 deaths occurred, but an official said 2 people died in a strike on a residential building and in the industrial city of Kryvyi. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a top White House official's trip to China to manage growing differences between the two countries.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has arrived in China for 3 days of talks in hopes of maintaining communication in a relationship that has broken down during the Biden administration. Ahead of the trip, Sullivan said that likely to be discussed with his Chinese counterparts is overcapacity.
Massive subsidies going into the Chinese electric vehicle industry have eliminated a level playing field. And so part of the economic response the U.S. has taken is responding to that.
The Biden administration has taken a tough line on China, restricting the access of its companies to advanced technology and confronting China as it tries to exert influence over Taiwan and the South China Sea. I'm Donna Warder.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that an Army private who fled to North Korea will plead guilty.
An Army private who fled to North Korea just over a year ago will plead guilty to desertion and 4 other charges and take responsibility for his conduct. That's according to his attorney, who says that King intends to admit his guilt to military offenses, including desertion and assaulting an officer. 9 other offenses, including possession of sexual images of a child, will be dismissed under the terms of the deal. King bolted across the heavily fortified border from South Korea in July 2023 and became the first American detained in North Korea in nearly 5 years. King's plea hearing is scheduled for September 20th at Fort Bliss, Texas. Desertion can result in imprisonment for as much as 3 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in India have fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands of protesters demanding the resignation of a top elected official in the country's east, accusing her of mishandling an investigation into a rape and killing of a resident doctor earlier this month. The August 9th killing of the 31-year-old physician while on duty in the hospital triggered protests across India. Protesters say the assault highlights the vulnerability of healthcare workers. The family of the victim alleged it was a case of gang rape and that more attackers were involved. The Taliban is rejecting concerns and criticisms raised by the United Nations over the new vice and virtue laws that include a ban on women's voices and bare faces in public. On Sunday, the head of the UN mission in Afghanistan said that the law showed a distressing vision for the country's future, saying that the laws extend the already intolerable restrictions on the rights of women and girls, with even the sound of a female voice outside the home apparently deemed a moral violation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.